My name is Verita. I am a singer, songwriter, and guitarist. The title of the new album is called Songs of Empowerment. Lindobuhle, oh my goodness. Lindobuhle is also another special song. With Lindobuhle, I think it's one of the first songs that I wrote for the album. And when I wrote this song, I was still trying to find the theme for the album. And Lindobuhle basically translated means wait for good things to happen. And, you know, I've been in the industry for 2 years now. It hasn't been a smooth journey. There's been times when I wanted to give up on the music. But what kept me going is the fact that I really love what I do, and I believe that it's my purpose. So through this song, I'm telling people to wait for good things to happen to them. And even if something may not be happening the way that you want it to happen, you just have to wait for good things to happen and believe. Mwana Omai is a song, actually. It is in the first album, in the Conquering Spirit album. And you will notice that in the Conquering Spirit album, it's in English and Shona. But I got an opportunity after I released my first album to meet Baba Oliver Mtukudzi. And after meeting with Oliver Mtukudzi, he heard the song and he loved it. And he asked if we could do a version of the song where we could translate it into our own languages. So I translated the song into Ndebele and sang the chorus as it had been in Shona with Oliver Mtukudzi. And then it was not long before Brayuma Segela heard the song. And upon hearing it, he also loved the song. So he decided he wanted to add his trumpet to the song. So it became a powerful collaboration between me, Oliver Mtukudzi, and Yuma Segela.
And at times I tend to think that you are a politician because you've got one song, Ibuile Inkululeko. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, you know, I'm not a politician. I don't think I ever will be a politician. First of all, I don't understand politics. But, you know, as a young African woman, this is what I've seen in my streets. I've seen that sometimes our young people do not understand that, you know, our parents did not have the opportunities that we have. And with Ibuile Inkululeko, what I'm saying to young people is that the freedom is now ours in Africa. Let us walk together and let us build a beautiful Africa for ourselves together. So that's what the song is about. And the exciting thing about it is that it's got a nice feel as well. It's just about encouraging people to really enjoy the freedom and what we've been able to achieve in the past few years.